The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Now, John Cadell and Dee Reddy are here. John Cadell is ready to start slagging my pronunciation of names as usual in our weekly music spot. So if I say we're going to start with a little bit of music from Michael Kiwanuka, will you slag me off of that?
Yeah, it's Kiwanuka.
All Dad, right. Brilliant. You ain't the problem, John.
I point the gun, they shoot the fun, you are the problem. I'm trying to help myself, you are the one, do all the talking. You got me wrong, I caught you falling, I hear you calling, don't hesitate. Time heals the pain, you ain't the problem. I live the dream, I hope to be who I believe in. I used to hate myself, you got the key, break out the prison. Oh, I hope to never see time passing, don't hesitate. You ain't the problem.
I haven't heard that version before. Dee Reddy, you were the one who introduced me to his magnificent music, so thank you very much for that. But why are we playing a little bit of it again today?
Because Barack Obama appears to be almost as big a fan, actually, Matt, as you are yourself. I think he's featured Michael Kiwanuka on one of his playlists before, because I vaguely remember us talking about it. And that was the Claptone remix that is on former President Barack Obama's annual summer playlist. I mean, what a lovely legacy for a former president or politician to have.
And can you imagine what Trump's would be? Sinatra, I did it my way and all that sort of stuff.
We would be laden down with stories of people kind of going into court to ask to be removed from it, I'd say. Because remember when he was trying to use music around his campaigns? But the 2021 edition is as diverse as one might expect. It features the likes of Jasmine Sullivan, Michael Kiwanuka, who we've just heard, Jay-Z, Erykah Badu, George Harrison, Miles Davis, so many more. It's actually a great, great playlist.
Which gave us the idea of asking both of you to contribute summer playlists. So what's your first choice, John, please?
Well, I've gone for songs that remind me of summer, but also remind me of summers that I've spent. So they all sound summery, but they also have specific memories for me. The first one I'm going to go with is a song that was out when we were actually setting up Legal Phantom back in 2006. It was the follow-up single to Smile from Lily Allen. This absolutely sounds like summer. It's LDN.
There was a little old lady who was walking down the road. She was struggling with bags from Tesco. There were people from the city having lunch in the park. I believe that is called alfresco. When a kid came along to offer a hand, but before she had time to accept it, hits her over the head, doesn't care if she's dead, cause he's got all her jewelry and wallet. And I love you, my friend. Walking around London town. Sun is in the sky, oh why would I wanna be anywhere else? Sun is in the sky, oh why would I wanna be anywhere else? When you look with your eyes, everything seems nice. But if you look twice, you can see it's all lies.
15 years ago.
I know, it's hard to imagine, like, Lily Allen's pushing 40. It's so, like, it seems like yesterday, but at the same time,
she's one of my peers, so I feel worse about that.
God, 40 was golden years for me. Yes, that's from the album All Right Still. And it still sounds amazing.
Okay, beat that. Your first choice.
My choice. I took a similar approach to John. So my first choice is Marlena Shaw's California Soul, which is a song, I think, like, California as a place in my head just kind of sums up summer and summer vibes. But this is one that I have very happy memories of listening to, going to music festivals, actually, with the likes of Claire Beck when we were working in Phantom back in the day, John, funny enough.
And it is,
it's all in there, California Soul.
You hear it everywhere, no matter what you do, it's gonna grab a hold on you. California Soul. California Soul. The sun comes up every morning, and if you listen, oh, so carefully, the winds that rise.
1-0 to you, Dee, so far. Okay.
Cheers, oh, Matt. I didn't know we were being rated. Oh, by,
we're always being
by the,
rated.
By the music supremo here.
I think you'll get the next one, don't worry.
This isn't the first time I think you've picked this one.
I know, I just love it so much. This reminds me of family trips up the Dublin Mountains and the three of us sitting in the back of my parents' car listening to Pirate Radio Nova or Pirate Q102 or Sunshine back in 1982. And this is just, I know John Duggan actually from Off the Ball loves this song as well, so I'll send this clip out to him. It's Fat Larry's band and Zoom. Sunrise shine in the midnight sky. Should be on everybody's playlist of everything.
It's a tune, to be fair.
Your second choice?
My second choice is one that came out in 1999, so I would have just been the kind of perfect age for associating a song with summer. We also used to do long family trips as part of our summer holidays, and myself and my older sister would create cassettes to listen to in the car, and we were nearly killed by our family one year because both of us had managed to put this across two or three cassettes that were part of the family rotation. So people got to hear a lot more of it than they would have wanted to otherwise. And it is Len, Steal My Sunshine. I was lying on the grass on Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugged on lacy bugs, all twisted around the meat. A comfortable 3 feet deep. Now the fuzz is there for not being there on a confusing morning week. Impair my tribal lunar speak. And of course you can't become if you only say what you would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun. I know it's over for me.
Okay, if we're going penalty shootout, I'm going to call off 1-1 now.
Fair. Okay. I knew that would happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your last choice?
Well, if you're talking about summertime and do you mention California, there's one band who are synonymous with the summer. They still sound ageless, although it's 60 years next year since they formed. It has to be from Pet Sounds. It has to be the Beach Boys. And it has to be Wouldn't It Be Nice. Wouldn't it be nice if we were older?
Okay, so I'm going to commit the heresy of saying I've never been a big Beach Boys fan. Geez. You're shooting into an open goal here now.
Okay, well, my choice, jumping forward in time a little bit, came out in 1990. To me, I think happy memories of summer are often around barbecues with pals or even summer weddings. And this is one when I'm DJing at either of those twos. You just know when you put it on, anyone, young or old, large or small, will get up and dance. Probably because it starts with, it's time to dance. It's time to dance and have some fun. And it is, of course, Delight's Groove Is in the Heart.
Something lurks in this torso. Heart got a deal you wanna know. Delightful, truly delightful. Making it, doing it, especially at a show. Feeling kinda high like a Hendrix haze. Music makes motion moves like a maze. All inside of my heart, especially. Hill of the rhythm, where I wanna be. Flowing, glowing with electric eyes. You dip to the dive, baby, you'll realize. Baby, you'll see the funk inside of me. Baby, you'll see that rhythm is a key. Get witty, witty, can't think, quitty, quitty. Stomp on a scoop when I hear funk beat. Playing pop, 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 follow her to shoot. Baby, just sing about the groove.
The groove is in the heart. The groove is in the heart.
John Cadell is popping away.
Yeah,
to
you
that.
See, you both proved my theory. I knew I might have this one in the bag when I saw Matt dancing.
I didn't know it was a competition. I wouldn't have done it if I thought. It was.
What's your pick of the week?
Who?
Yours.
Me. I've gone for something sort of the return of one of the absolute legends of contemporary music. Her first album of original material in 22 years. Her first studio album in 15. It's Diana Ross, and this is the title track of her new album called Thank You, which is out in September, and it's brilliant.
Every choice and step I make, every word and breath I take, you're the reason my world. Running through my veins, sunshine when there's only rain. You're the reason my heart keeps learning. I will never let go of that feeling, 'cause loving you, it makes me feel strong. And then I feel the pain, you are my healing, and I know beside you's where I belong.
Jack Antonoff was the producer of that. Of course, worked with Taylor Swift and Lana Del Rey and Lorde and St. Vincent. And now he's turned his magic. Not that you have to put much magic onto a vocal like that.
Imagine getting that call.
Ross. I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know she's not the easiest. Apparently, she's not. You know, she does define the word diva.
To be honest, if I was Diana Ross, I don't think that'd be particularly easy on people either.
Nor would I.
What's your pick of the week, please, Dean?
Mine is going from an absolute legend to a novice, but a very, very good one. It's the debut EP from Dublin pop artist KK Lewis. Her recent single, First Bus Home, went viral on TikTok with over 1.5 million views only over a few days, which is damn impressive, to be fair to her. So this is the next single from that called Petals. And the EP Dreaming is out this Friday on the 16th of July.
Threw me in the shadows, left me there to die. So please don't take my love away. I've been riding here for days. You plucked off all my petals. You left me there to dry. You threw me on the pavement.
Okay, Kay Lewis and Petals. Okay, just to get you wound up to finish the program off, John Cadell, let's play a little bit of the DGs. Not a tribute to D-Ready. The DGs are?
Foo Fighters and their ABBA tribute. Well, I'm so zen after all that California music. Yeah, it's look, it's just a copy of You Should Be Dancing. I don't really see the point, but at least it has a groove on it, unlike most of his lumpen dad rock.
I think that's a bit unfair. It's part of a two-side vinyl that is being released for Record Store Day. So I'm surprised John is so snooty about it. But basically, on one side,
really?
you've got five disco covers, four from the Bee Gees and one from, I think, one of the Gibbs, but as a solo project. And then the other side of it is actually, sorry, it was Andy Gibbs. It was, the other side of it is five live tracks from their Medicine at Midnight album as well.
Which Sean didn't like either.
Yeah, I have to say, I quite like the cover that we just played. It's the only one I've heard from it.
You can't ruin that song, though.
Yeah, I know, but I like that they've kept rock elements into it. Mm. And maybe it's their sorry for the Disco Demolition Night that Rock did.
D-Ready, John Cadell as ever, thank you for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.